Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM. Brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Dinah Jansen, Erica Singh, Zayden Vergara, Katrina Johnston, and Mia Letnin. CFRC's news programming is also brought to you through the support of the local journalism initiative, Queen's University, and What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street. I'm Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the City of Kingston, learn how the Monday, October 9th Thanksgiving holiday impacts services, programs, and facility hours for the City of Kingston, Utilities Kingston, and other community organizations. For garbage, green bin, and recycling, there is no collection on October 9th, and collection will occur the day after your regular collection day. The Kingston Area Recycling Center is closed on Monday. All buses will run on a Sunday schedule on Monday, except for Route 18, which will operate on its regular weekday schedule. Routes 17 and 20 will not operate during Queen's Reading Week. Kingston Access Services operates with limited service on Monday, and you can call 613-542-2512 for schedules and more information. Administrative offices, including housing and social services on Montreal Street and provincial offenses, are closed. Utilities Kingston and Kingston Hydro are both closed on Monday. In the event of a utility emergency, such as a gas smell, power outage, or a water main break, you can call the Utilities Kingston 24-hour number at 613-546-1181. And a reminder to consumers on time-of-use electricity pricing, for electricity used on weekends and holidays, like Thanksgiving, prices are off-peak. As for recreation facilities, the following are closed. Invista Center/Arenas, Artillery Park Aquatic Center, Rideau Heights Community Center, Kingston East Community Center, and Culligan Water Park. The following other facilities will also have closures over the weekend: the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, Confederation Basin and Portsmouth Olympic Harbor Marinas, Kingston Grand Theater Box Office, Pump House Museum, City Hall, and the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, unearth the flavors of fall with KFPL's Foraging for the Seasons program. Discover the magic of foraging in Kingston with Foraging for the Seasons, a captivating program led by Sheila Nemsok that promises to unveil the culinary treasures of the changing seasons. Nemsok will guide participants through a captivating journey that combines interactive indoor classroom learning with hands-on exploration outside the Isabel Turner branch. Attendees will leave each session with a deeper appreciation for nature and practical know-how on how to incorporate these culinary treasures into their diets. In a quote from librarian Jake Miller, Sheila's expertise in foraging has been a magnet for those interested in our region's natural food resources. This is a chance to connect with nature while discovering the delicious seasonal bounty of local edible plants, contributing to a more sustainable way of eating. The fall editions of Foraging for the Seasons will take place on October 21st and November 18th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Isabel Turner branch. Registration is required and is now open for the October session. Registration for November's program opens on October 16th. For teens, Nemsok is running a drop-in foraging workshop at the Calvin Park branch on October 17th at 5:30 p.m. You can visit calendar.kfpl.ca for more information about library programs or to register. For the 17th year in a row, Kingston City Council has proclaimed October as Islamic History Month. Inaugurated in 2007, Islamic History Month is a nationwide celebration that seeks to share the history, heritage, and culture of Muslims with fellow Canadians. The theme for Islamic History Month 2023 is Celebrating Muslim Women in the Arts and Sciences. A pre-launch event was held recently for the youth of the Islamic Center of Kingston, featuring Hassan Benir, speaking on expressions of faith, stories of Muslim women artists, and history. Local events, both associated with this year's theme but also with connections to Islamic history in general, are being organized through the Islamic Society of Kingston and Muslim Societies, Global Perspectives, MSGP Queen's University, and include the following events. On October 8th, there is the Sira Conference at the Islamic Center of Kingston from 2 to 5 p.m. On October 17th, Islam and the Reformation, Origins of the Modern Quest for Reform in the Muslim World by Dr. Mehmet Karabella. This is hosted by MSGP Queen's University and will be in Watson Hall, room 517 from 7 to 8:30 p.m. On October 22nd, there's an open house celebrating local Muslim women artists and scientists at the Islamic Center of Kingston from 2 to 4 p.m. There are also book displays at the Isabel Turner and Central branches of the Kingston Frontenac Public Libraries. I sat down with Islamic History Month committee member Mona Rahman to speak about this year's celebration. Here's what she had to say.
So this year, the theme that has been chosen is celebrating Muslim women in the arts and sciences. And I think part of that is because there's a lot of misconceptions about the role of women to begin with, but you know, especially in the contributions towards arts and sciences. And just even if you look at the current landscape in Canada or in North America, there are many Muslim women that are making significant contributions to both of these sectors. So it was it's sort of like an opportunity to inform people and to also highlight the achievements of these individuals, both currently, but also in the past with respect to Muslim Islamic history in general around the world. I think we try to find a theme that will resonate with all communities across the nation. And we have Muslim communities across Canada that vary with respect to their age. We have some communities that are actually at least one generation older than the rest. And we want to look at topics that maybe aren't as well known to the nation in general, but also even within the Muslim community. They might not know this history, especially within Canada or in Islamic history. These are things that have been forgotten in history and very important to know so that as we move forward, we can remember and build upon it.
For additional information, you can go to the Islamic History Month Kingston Facebook page at IHM Kingston. Events will be added as they're finalized. For more information on this national initiative, you can see the Islamic History Month Canada website at islamichistorymonth.ca or Facebook page Islamic History Month Canada. To listen to the full interview with Rahman, you can tune in to Kingston Currents on CFRC next Tuesday at 5 p.m. That's all for your headlines this week. And next up is Erica Singh with your campus news.
Hello, my name is Erica Singh, and this is your campus news for the week of October 2nd. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to talk to the leadership team of the Engineering Society, or ENSOC as most of us know it. ENSOC was created in 1897 and is one of the oldest engineering societies of Canada. This is that interview. Here are Sophia, Aiden, and Jacob. Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. If all of you just don't mind going around and introducing yourself.
Hi, my name is Jacob, and I'm the Vice President of Operations.
Hi, everyone. My name is Aiden, and I am the President.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sophia, and I'm the Vice President of Student Affairs. And we also have Monique, who's the Vice President of Finance and Administration, but unfortunately she wasn't able to join us today.
All right, great. Thank you so much. So can all of you please tell me how you became involved with the Engineering Society to begin with?
Sure, I can start. So just like everyone else, I started my journey in Orientation Week. And that's when I decided I wanted to be a FREC, or orientation leader, as we call them. And then I decided I wanted to be a first-year project coordinator, and that pushed me into just getting more involved through a mentor that I had, who was a VP in the Engineering Society. The following year, I decided to be a Fix and Clean coordinator, which is an event we run in the community to help older people or disabled people with doing some daily tasks around their house. Later, I became a director and then president of the Apple Math Discipline Club, and now I'm here.
Yeah, so my journey sort of started in my first year when someone in an engineering society rugger went up to the front of my calculus lecture and talked about section representatives, something like that. There were people, he said, everyone who wants to run for this position, come down to the front and say a little speech about yourself. And I was like, okay, that sounds kind of cool. My friends were sort of egging me on, like, yeah, go down there, put yourself out there. And I was like, okay, I will. And I went down there, I said my little speech, and I got elected. And so that made me part of the year executive that year. And I enjoyed it a lot. And so next year I decided to become a finance officer, sort of helping become like sort of a link between all the affiliate groups in the society and the society itself in terms of financials. And then I also ran to be Sci25 president, and I won that election. I'm a Sci25 president my second year, and then I decided to run for the VP of operations role. And that's kind of how it all happened. I will say, I will shout out Ali Bakit. I know Sophia will too. He was the one who convinced me to run for Sci25 pres. I was kind of scared of the time commitment, but look at me now, I guess.
Yeah, so I was actually quite a different breed than these other two. I was actually not involved in any positions before this other than water team, which is one of our orientation groups that run Grease Pole. That's the only thing I did before this. And then coming back to Ali Bakit, he single-handedly convinced me to do this. He was last year's vice president of student affairs. So he basically just ended up talking to me about the position and that kind of thing, and basically just outlined what I'd end up be doing, and I quite liked the sound of it, so I ended up running for it. Now here I am.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I have a personal question. What is Grease Pole?
Yeah, so Grease Pole is one of our orientation week events. It's one of the ones that we're pretty known for. Basically, at the end of our orientation week, we bring all of the first years out to what we call the pole site, and we basically do a giant human pyramid to climb a 27-foot tall greased-up pole covered in just industrial-grade grease. It's pretty weird to describe, but I promise it's fun and it makes sense when you see it.
All right. Yep. So what are some... once again, that was Sophia, Jacob, and Aiden of the Engineering Society. To listen to the full interview, make sure to check out the Today in YGK podcast on both Spotify and Apple Music. That's all from me today. Now over to Mia with the weather.
This is Christina Laurie coming in with your CFRC weather report. Tonight we can expect a clear evening with wind becoming south 20 kilometers an hour late this evening with a low of 16. During the day on Thursday, October 5th, it will be sunny with wind south 20 kilometers per hour gusting to 40, becoming light near noon. Wind becoming south 20 late in the afternoon. There will be a high of 26, a humidex of 30, and a UV index of 5 or moderate. In the evening, we can expect a cloudy night with a low of 18. On Friday, the 6th of October, we'll have showers with a high of 18. Rain will continue into the evening with a low of 12. On Saturday, the 7th of October, we can expect another rainy day with a high of 15. In the evening, it will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 8. On Sunday, October 8th, it is cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 12, and a low of 6. On Monday, October 9th, it will once again be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a high of 12, and a low of 6. Be sure to tune in to Today in YGK on Monday at 5 p.m. to get your weather report for next week. Next up is Kat with your CFRC traffic report.
This is Kat bringing you the weekly traffic report from September 29th through to October 5th. We are first going to be starting off with road closures. On King Street from Place to Arms to the Tragically Hip Way, it will be closed October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a crane to work on the cooling tower at the Leon Center. Also on King Street from Place to Arms to the Tragically Hip Way, it will be closed October 5th at 12:01 a.m. to October 6th at 2 a.m. for the Wiggles event at the Leon Center. University Avenue from Union to Earl will be closed until December 22nd for the removal of debris from demolition and concrete deliveries at the Queens John Dutch University Center project. And now we will be moving on to other delays in the city of Kingston. On Bath Road at Queen Mary, expect delays for the Utilities Kingston Nets project. On Princess Street from Collins Bay to Bay Ridge, expect delays until October 31st for the construction of new sidewalks and traffic signals along Princess Street. Please note that one lane of traffic will be maintained in each direction at all times on Princess Street. And on Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard at Johnson, expect delays for the installation of a new high-pressure gas line for Utilities Kingston. And finally, on Westbrook Road from Princess to Windermere, expect delays until October 31st for the construction of new sidewalks and road rehabilitation. This was Kat bringing you the weekly traffic report from September 29th through to October 5th. I hope you all have a lovely week. And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concert and Events Calendar for October 2nd through to October 9th. Have an event you'd like to be covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. October 2nd marks the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. All classes are canceled. On October 2nd is the Indigenous Good Minds Night. Come and hang out by the fire, watch TV, study, play board games, bead, and take part in structured activities. These activities change bi-weekly and refreshments will be provided. This group is only available to Indigenous students and is located at the Four Directions Indigenous Center from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Also on October 2nd is the Sacred Fire at Agnes Benedictson Field at 1 p.m. in regards to events under the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. On October 3rd, we are bringing together all the events and marketing people at Queen's to brainstorm, network, collaborate, and share resources. This brainstorm event is to build community and grow your network by meeting people across campus. This is a drop-in event from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Grad Club. On October 3rd is the Indigenous Drumming Circle. Do you know the many benefits of drumming? In addition to community connection, drumming can improve stress management, mindfulness, motor skills, and so much more. Join the 4D team for a casual weekly drumming session. No experience is necessary, and we have many instruments to share. This is only available to Indigenous students. It is in person from 1 to 2 p.m. every Tuesday at the Four Directions Indigenous Student Center. And then also on October 3rd is the Weekly Fun Run. This is a social event open to runners of all ages, skill levels, and backgrounds. New runners are always welcome, and meet outside 5:30 p.m. outside of Lululemon in downtown Kingston every Tuesday. On October 4th, come pet Oscar, our fluffy golden retriever, St. John's ambulance therapy dog, and meet his handler, John. Drop in at any point during the hour.
Now it's time for your upcoming concerts, the week of October 2nd through October 8th. Whether you want to catch some great drag performances or you're ready for the spotlight, check out the Open Stage Drag Show this Wednesday, October 4th at the Grad Club. From 8 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. and $5 to get in, it's hosted by Rowena Way. Also Wednesday, October 4th, catch Cowboy Junkies at the Grand Theater. The acclaimed Canadian band is celebrating the release of its Such Ferocious Beauty LP. The show is from 7:30 until 10 p.m., presented by Paul Merck's Concerts, and tickets are online now for about $70. Into punk or death metal, catch the Carnival of Death tour featuring lots of different bands at the Overtime Sports Bar this Wednesday, October 4th. The show is from 5 until 10 p.m., and tickets range from $35 to $40. Featuring bands Cryptopsy, Abysmal Dawn, Visceral Disgorge, Reaping Edosmia, Warforged, and Salem Trials. If sing-along favorites are more your style, check out Scott Palmater at Spearhead Brewery that same night, Wednesday, October 4th, from 7 until 8 p.m. for free. That night at Blue Martini, the Royal Jam, Kingston's rock and open mic night with host band Rough Mix and MC Renee Vermette. It's free to get in, and it's taking place from 9 p.m. until close. On Thursday, October 5th, KBS presents Al Lerman playing some great acoustic blues at the Club RCHA. The show is from 7 until 10 p.m., free for members, but $15 at the door. Moving on to Friday, October 6th, you will not want to miss this one. KPP Concerts presents Ready the Prince, The Roams, Fools of 07, and Gilgamesh at the Broom Factory. The show is $15 and takes place from 7:30 until 10 p.m. with doors at 7. That same night, catch Juno award-winning folk artist David Francie at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. The show is at 7:30 on Friday, October 6th, and tickets are ranging from $35 until $42 online, also featuring guest Tara Spencer. Catch Eras, the monthly dance party and drag show at Something in the Water Brewery this Friday, October 6th. The show will take place at 8 p.m. and is free until 9 p.m., then $5 at the door. Also hosted by drag queen from Kingston, Rowena Way. Last on October 6th, you can also catch Brian Flynn and Andrew Van Horn at the Tiernanog playing traditional and contemporary Celtic, Irish, and Scottish covers. They'll be there from 9 p.m. until midnight, and it's free to see the show. And Saturday, October 7th, catch Smokin' Roosters at the Club RCHA, featuring Randy Fowler and Jamie Cameron, playing everything from Patsy Cline to The Clash. They'll be there from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m., and it's $5 at the door or free for club members. Over on Wolf Island, Saturday, October 7th, catch Sweet Pete and the Heat, a collective of local musicians who love dirty and funky blues music at Hotel Wolf Island from 7 until 10 p.m. Tickets are to be announced in price and will be available online soon. Back on the mainland, Saturday, October 7th, catch The Dwindles, an indie pop band from St. Catharines, Ontario, playing The Mansion at 9 p.m. with doors at 8. Also, October 7th, catch the Last Call Band playing a great night of live music at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 560 from 8 p.m. until midnight. Doors are at 7 p.m. and tickets cost $10. Now on to some concerts on Sunday, October 8th. At Hotel Wolf Island, Megan Aversa, Danny Sheenan, and Nat Ressi are playing a Sunday matinee show you don't want to miss from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. The show is $15 or pay what you can over on Wolf Island. At the Mansion that same night, October 8th, Surf Hat is playing some indie surf rock from the West Coast at the Mansion. The show is from 8 p.m. until 1 in the morning, and tickets cost $22, available online now. And finally, next Monday, October 9th, Cowboys in the Campfire and Pastoral Papillion play the Mansion for $25 from 9 p.m. until 12 a.m. They're going to be playing some great American music and some soul. And those are your concerts for the upcoming week. To find more information and information about campus events, check out cfrc.ca.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website, cfrc.ca. Thank you for your support.